Taking us all the way down to Funky Town, Pseudo Echo on Wild Coast Radio brings us to the top of the hour, and it's time for the news. In your top stories at this hour, Salgo welcomes the proposed changes to the Prevention of Illegal Eviction Amendment Bill. South Africa will hold its energy seminar tomorrow, and SASA is investigating the alleged sale of healthcare folders. And sports news with Mark Godfrey. The South African Local Government Association has welcomed proposed changes to the Prevention of Illegal Eviction Amendment Bill. The organisation says the changes will address challenges in the implementation of the law, including land invasions. It says the bill will strengthen land management and balance the right to housing. SALGA has encouraged members of the public to participate in the bill's public hearings. South Africa will host its Energy Future Seminar in the Northern Cape Rural TVET College tomorrow. The Deputy Minister of Electricity and Energy, Samantha Graham-Mayer, and the Deputy Minister of Higher Education and Training, Mimi Gondwe, will host the event. This year's event will focus on encouraging learners to focus on studies that leverage opportunities in the renewable energy sector. Graham-Mayer says she's looking forward to the seminar. Two South African universities have been declared the top institutions in the country to study accounting and finance. The University of Cape Town and the University of Pretoria were ranked top for the subjects in the QS World University Rankings for 2026. Two universities also competed well against other countries from around the world. Harvard University was ranked as the best university for accounting and finance in the world. Police are urging the public to avoid sharing sensitive information from ongoing investigations. This follows the publication of leaked affidavits by the Sunday Times revealing details linked to drug-related cases. Police warn that distributing such material, including on social media, puts witnesses and their families at serious risk. Police say even speculation or naming individuals online can endanger lives and compromise investigations. The South African Social Security Agency, SASSA, is investigating allegations that healthcare workers in Cape Town are selling patient clinic folders. The folders contain medical records that people use when they apply for social grants. SASSA uses the health records to determine eligibility for disability and other social grants. News 24 reports that several people now claim that clinic staff are facilitating access to these records for a fee. And moving to international news, authorities are investigating the murder of 8 children during a shooting in the state of Louisiana in America yesterday. Police suspect that the shooting was a domestic violence incident. Police shot and killed the gunman after a car chase. Data from the Gun Violence Archive shows that the shooting was the deadliest in America in more than 2 years. And now over to Mark Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mark.
Sport on this glorious Monday, we head to Hong Kong with the Blitzbokke. They buried the hatchet there, and their hoodoo, the powerhouse display, as they easily disposed and smashed the Argentina team in the final. Final score, Blitzbokke 35, Argentina 7. So the trophy heads back to Hong Kong Sevens for the first time to South Africa. United Rugby Championships, results of games played over the weekend. Brave Connacht Rugby punished sloppy Stormers. And this they did in the final minute when they went over to score the winning try. Final score from the DHL Stadium, Greenpoint Cape Town. Stormers 24, Connacht Rugby. Connacht the Brave should be their new name, 33. Lions, well, the Lions were the king of the park at Ellis Park, Emirates Airlines Park, as they sent top of the log. Was Glasgow Warriors are packing, and they're just in fine style. This Lions side really is playing some of the best rugby I've seen. Final score, Lions, amazing, a massive 54. Glasgow Warriors 12, Glasgow Warriors must be thinking what hit them. Then we move on to the Ospreys. Will they hold on to send the Sharks? And this beaten, and not soundly beaten, they're beaten in the last minute of the game. Uncontested scrum cost them this game. So they fell to their demise. Couldn't use their power to push one over and win the game. Final score, Ospreys 21, Sharks 17. Sharks, hopefully they can resurrect something when they meet Leinster next week, but I think their season's over. They're coming. Be lucky to come back and be in the top eight. The school's rugby, the first 15. Queen's College, Queenstown. Well, Queen's College took it off the ball and Dale sneaked in and won the game. But I must say, rugby must have been the winner of the game. If you listen to the score, you'll see it's rugby written all over it. Queen's College, 29. Dale College, 31. Great victory for Dale College. But rugby, the winner. Then Solbourne College versus Graham College. Solbourne College, well, they needed a break and they got it. Victory went to the brave Solbourne College. At a capacity crowd, Solbourne College feels. Final score, Solbourne College, 34 against Graham College, 26. Well done, Solbourne College, and to all those who went out to support them. Enjoy your week and the sport. Sport Wild Coast Radio, Mike Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much for that very comprehensive sports report. And wow, it was a good sporting weekend, especially if you wear black and white. And well done to Solbourne on that one. After a rather rocky week, which you don't need if you're getting ready for a big game coming up. And looking at financials this morning, gold was selling at $4,793.55 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $95.49, $1 US, R16.37, the British pound R22.11, and the euro R19.25. A Bitcoin is currently $74,469.05. That's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Monday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up, have a good Monday, and we'll chat again tomorrow with the Brighton early edition of the Tuesday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have a great, safe day, wherever you are in Wild Coast country. Till tomorrow then, ciao, ciao.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.